How did this affect you just person to person, not necessarily player to coach?
Yeah, it was, you know, unfortunate. Obviously, you know, we had some good momentum as we finished the season there. And you know, this goes well beyond the game. And I'm just, you know, first of all, I was taken back by it a little bit just because of, you know, the situation. But, you know, the good in all of this is that Eric can go on and you know, spend a lot of time with his new family and enjoy the rest of his life the way he should be able to.
He spent his whole career here in Buffalo and was finally able to reach the playoffs for the first time in what ended up being his last season. That has to make you feel a little good.
Oh, it does. It makes me feel good for Eric, his family, and the rest of his teammates. It really does. I mean, it's I'll never forget the look on Eric's face. You know, you have still memories that stay with you for a long time, and that's one of them that I remember distinctly when Eric came off the field from the coin toss and the look in his eyes that he was, you know, in a situation he hadn't been in before, and he was excited for the opportunity.
What's your understanding of the kind of the settlement talks that are going on right now with him staying on the roster and how that's all evolving right now, because clearly it still is?
Yeah, that's, you know, today's Eric's day. You know, that's I'm not going to get into all that, and today's Eric's day. It's a day to celebrate Eric and his career and what he's brought to this football team and our community.
From your standpoint, obviously you feel his career is over. Have you got a sense from him whether he thinks it's over or not?
Well, that's the impression that I've gotten. That's why we're having this ceremony today. It was in Eric's honor and to celebrate a great career.
Going forward, you'll start to look how to replace Eric on the roster. Groy seems to be the guy that you would immediately point to, but is that something that you'll address in the draft, free agency? Have you started to look at that?
Yeah, for another time. Again, I just want to really focus on Eric and celebrating his career today.
Can you quantify, Coach, just the respect and leadership value that Eric Wood brought to this roster?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Eric's a young man that I knew of him before I arrived in Buffalo. He's well respected around the league, and you know, my impression of Eric did not change over the last, you know, 12 months, if you will, give or take here. So his leadership on the field in the community is just tremendous.
How challenging a void will that be to fill going forward, the leadership and respect value guy?
Yeah, it's certainly something we have to keep our eye on collectively, Brandon, myself, our staffs, to make sure we've got enough leadership on this football team. That is something that, you know, we, as you build a team, as you build a roster year to year, that you want to make sure you've got enough of the player-driven leadership.
Sean, you mentioned today's Eric's day. Did you sort of maybe envision that it would, or how unfortunate is it, I guess, that it had to be just a statement? And, you know, I imagine you thought it might have been a little bit bigger than just 2 minutes like that.
Well, you know, that's what it was, and I'm just, like I said, this is Eric's day. It's Eric's decision, and you know, I'm going to support him any way that I can. That's what I do with my players, and you know, I'm, again, happy for him, happy for his family, and you know, what a great career that he was able to have, and the best part of it for me was it was all in one spot. Not a lot of players are able to say that at the end of a career, and Eric in this case is able to say that.
Sean, he mentioned that you would like to have a role with this team moving forward. Have there been any discussions on what that could look like?
Yeah, that's, you know, I don't get involved really in those discussions very often, and you know, those are conversations for another time.
Sean, was he limited at all with this injury during the season?
No.
I know the news was leaked on Friday. Did the other players find out the same time that we did, or did they have some prior knowledge?
To my knowledge, it was all about the same time. You know, things happened somewhat fast coming down after the season, and Eric did his due diligence to make sure he had enough of the opinions and whatnot to make make his decision the way he did.
When did you find out, Sean?
You know, I think it was obviously after the season, and you know, the following days and weeks as Eric went through his process and along with our docs.